David Fitzsimmons is an award-winning freelance photographer and writer for various magazines, including Outdoor Photographer and Popular Photography, as well as dozens of calendar credits. David's most recent publications include Salamander Dance, Curious Critters, Curious Critters Volume 2, and Curious Critters Marine, which have won 9 National Book Awards and sold over 100,000 copies. One of 7 Sigma Pro photographers in North America, David presents seminars and workshops to a wide variety of audiences. His works have been exhibited at the Roger Torrey Peterson Institute, the National Center for Nature Photography, and the Telluride Photo Festival. Tonight, we're going to talk about his latest Curious Critters books, all 5 of them, and how they differ and what they have in common with his previous ones. David, it's so nice to be with you in the studio. Usually we're talking by phone, so welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Barbara. It's sort of a homecoming, coming back as a Xavier grad to be back in the city.
Oh, yes, wonderful. So I was thinking that if these books were geese, we would say there were a gaggle of them because there are 5. You've been a busy fellow. And I thought perhaps you could tell us which states you visited in each of these 5 books and maybe pick out one critter who's specific to that book, to that state.
Absolutely. So last fall, you may recall, I brought out Curious Critters Ohio and Curious Critters Michigan. And so I decided to expand on that some more Midwest states. So Curious Critters Indiana, Curious Critters Illinois, and Curious Critters Missouri. And I also then traveled down south and I have Curious Critters Florida coming out along with Curious Critters Texas. And so there are some rather unique animals in some of those states. Florida, the cover image is a green anole, beautiful with green scales and blue eye and the tail wrapping around the front of the book. That's one of my favorite animals I photographed for these books.
What is an anole for those of us who might not be familiar?
So the green anole is a common lizard found in the South. And so if you travel to Florida, you may see them scampering along the sidewalks or along brick walls or things like that. And they blend in pretty well with bushes. So you'll hear them sort of making noises in the bushes. They're not too long. They're probably about 4 to 6 inches long. They're a little lizard with a long, slender tail and mighty fast feet. So they scamper quickly. And the eye is just spectacularly like azure blue. So they're a pretty attractive little lizard.
There's another critter, I think common to both in your books, Florida and Texas, has kind of a shell on it. And I think it's on one of the covers, yes? The armadillo?
The armadillo, exactly. The 9-banded armadillo. My first opportunity to photograph a 9-banded armadillo was at the Jacksonville Zoo a number of years ago, and that ended up appearing in my Curious Critters Volume 2 book, which you referred to. And there, I had him talking a little bit of Spanish because they migrated up from Mexico. For the Curious Critters Texas cover, I photographed in Texas at the Austin Wildlife Rescue Center a baby armadillo. And so it actually still had a very soft shell. It had not hardened like you see on an adult. And it was a pretty cute little animal. Armadillos are not the most attractive animals, but as babies, they're certainly very, very interesting and I would say pretty cute. So you could see him kind of scamper along with a shell that's not fully in its fully formed arch shape. It has a little bit of folds in it because it's still a soft shell.
There's one bird that is common to all these books. So both the Midwestern states, as well as Missouri, as well as the Southern states. It's a bird that's common around here, but my, so almost flamboyant, I would say.
I think we're talking about the cardinal.
Yes, I am.
That's right, the northern cardinal. In fact, I was just visiting Seven Hills School. One of the students asked me, why do you have the cardinal, both the Indiana and Ohio books? And I explained that I try to include state animals in many of the books. And so the cardinal is one of the most common state symbols around the United States. It's also pretty ubiquitous. We find it throughout Ohio, the Midwest, in the South, in Texas and Florida. And from a visual standpoint, my books are very much based on attracting people's attention through the really unique photographs, those red birds. So I have the male cardinals in there, just are a flashy, beautiful bird.
Indiana and Illinois are right next to each other, but not all of the critters in your books are in common. So again, you want to tell us about one that's unique to each of those states that you included?
In the Curious Critters Indiana book, one of the animals that I think is pretty neat is the bobwhite or the bobwhite quail, which is a spectacular little bird. Maybe not a lot of people have seen them, but with the rust colors and browns and white striping on the face, they're a pretty attractive bird. And so people who spend a lot of time outdoors may be used to seeing them, but this is a chance if maybe you spend more time in the city, you've probably never seen one. It's a good chance to get close to it. And they make a really cool sound. They make the sound of their name. So they do a Bob White, but it's almost a whistle. And so that's a fun one. And when I write these books for kids, the children really like to make the sounds of the animals. So as often as I can in these board books, which are for the youngest readers, from babies up to, say, maybe 3 or 4 years old, it gives them a chance to practice those sounds. And another one you mentioned in the Illinois book, as you move to the west from Ohio, you start to get into more and more plains. You get into areas that have prairies. And so there are some animals in these books that you wouldn't necessarily find very often in Ohio. An example in the Illinois book is the 13-lined ground squirrel. So I think we're all familiar with squirrels. This looks almost like a chipmunk. It's a small squirrel, but it has lines. In fact, there are 13 lines on this squirrel. They have solid lines and dotted lines. And in fact, you can find them in some prairie-like areas in Ohio. One of the most common places to find them are in cemeteries, which are much like prairies. And so if you ask around, you may be able to find one nearby. So not a common animal in Ohio, but in the right conditions, you can find them in fairly big numbers.
Well, you've already alluded to this, but these are board books. These five books are board books. So just, if you would, in terms of their construction, how do they differ from your previous Curious Critters books?
The Curious Critters series, as it started with the Curious Critters Volume 1 with the gray tree frog on the cover, and then Curious Critters Volume 2, which was a continuation that had the American alligator on the cover, and then last year on Earth Day, I released Curious Critters Marine. Those are all standard children's picture books. And so those are typically 32 pages long. And in this case, they're 9.5 inches tall and 11 inches wide. So it's the standard kind of book that you imagine sitting with a child reading in your lap. But they have more words and they're more geared to children, say, ages 3 to 8 or 10. But for the youngest readers, what you want is a book that doesn't have paper pages, but very thick pages. So these Curious Critters board books for each state are thick cardboard pages, about an 1/8 of an inch thick, and they're only 6 by 7 inches, so they're handy to hold in your hands. They're 20 pages long, so they're a little thicker than the other books, top to bottom, but they're a smaller size. Very handy for little kids to pick up, and because they're thick pages, it's pretty hard for the kids to destroy them.
Yes, even if they're teething. I know there are folks out there who are familiar with your work who will be interested to know technically how you get these fantastic photographs. And we've talked before about how you use an all-white background. But tell us, if you would, what kind of equipment you use. And are you like the rest of us where you have to take 20 photos before you get the right one, or are you so good that that rarely happens? So fill us in on your process.
Absolutely. I'd say 20 is a low number, Barbara. There are many animals. In fact, I just did a visit at Seven Hills School, and I have the kids try to guess for a particular animal, in this case, a praying mantis, how many pictures I took to get the one I used in a book. And they guessed 5, 10, 15. And the answer was 266 photographs. And if you've been around a praying mantis, they don't move very fast. So that seems like an awful lot of pictures. And that was the second praying mantis that I photographed. So the numbers far exceed those 200 or 300. So what I use, specialized close-up lenses. I use Sigma macro lenses, and I particularly use Sigma cameras. They make several different models. I'm currently using their DP2-3 Quattro series, which have these amazing high-resolution sensors, and they produce an incredibly nice white background, lots of depth of field, and that gives me incredible detail. And what I'm trying to do, we can get all excited from a technical standpoint about how many megapixels, but for me, it's all about expressivity. I like to be able to show little details on the animals that maybe no one has ever seen before. And that way we can capture people's imagination, people who might say, oh, well, I don't like this particular type of animal. When they look at it and see things they'd never seen before, that wonderment, I think, moves them more closely to appreciating that animal and nature in general. So I then use these close-up lenses in what's called a light tent. It's a 3-foot cube opaque material, and I use standard studio flashes, and those illuminate the animals very evenly so there aren't any harsh shadows and allows you to see the detail without any kind of super strong contrast.
I do think that you have the magic ability to capture personality in these critters, which is so inviting to all of us. Just quickly, I'm wondering if you have an interesting anecdote about, I don't know, did the scorpion ever run up your leg or some such thing when you were trying to photograph it?
Absolutely. I have all kinds of interesting experiences, and that's one of the benefits of my job is to be able to interact with animals, which are very special. I work a lot with Bruckner Nature Center in Troy, Ohio, so not far from here. They have a rehabilitation clinic, and so I'm frequently seeing what kind of animals have come in. I will go up and photograph various ones, and they had some squirrels that came in, and I tried to photograph a variety of squirrels, and of course, squirrels don't sit very still for you, so that makes for an exciting experience, and things like squirrels and birds will typically come out of the light tent. They may land on your shoulder or climb up your arm. I work with handlers if there's any kind of animal that presents any kind of danger. But yeah, it's always kind of exciting. And then there are just stories. I work with my family. They find animals. In one case, I was photographing a lightning bug. Turns out I was photographing in my basement studio and the light was flashing up and coming through the upstairs bedroom window. And my daughter very sweetly the next morning said, "Daddy, could you take your pictures a little earlier, please?"
Oh, our kids do keep us humble, that's for sure. David, it's just delightful to visit with you, and I trust you will be back again, either by phone or in the studio with your next Curious Critters series.
Stay tuned. More Curious Critters State books coming.
Wonderful, wonderful. I've been talking with David Fitzsimmons about his latest 5 books, which cover curious critters in Missouri, Texas, Indiana, Florida, and Illinois. These particular books are board books and are perfect for the youngest children in your life. For more information, you can go to wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.